My name is Kai Simon Sakura. I compete in wrestling and I'm in the 78 kilogram weight class.
Okay, have you ever competed at the Arctics before?
Yeah, I've competed on the last Arctics.
Smaller weight class though, eh?
Heavier actually.
Oh, you were heavier?
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
Right now I'm 15.
Okay. So you've competed before.
Yes.
What did the last experience teach you?
It was a while back in Alaska. It was really fun. It was a really fun experience. I wasn't that good at wrestling then, though.
Well, how old were you then?
12 or 13.
So now you're 15, you're seasoned.
Yeah.
For somebody who's never wrestled, tell me what you need to be a good wrestler.
You need to be strong and you need to have good endurance.
Mm-hmm. Strong, endurance, reflexes?
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and have to be tough.
So you have to be strong because I guess you're throwing your opponent over. Like I saw you wrestling there with the dummy. You have to sort of hoist your opponent over your shoulder. Is that the objective?
Yeah, you have to get a good technique for that too. It's not all about strength.
Right. What do you think your strength is? Like your particular strength as a wrestler?
My stance is pretty good. I'm pretty stable.
Because you were in the Arctics, a couple years back in Alaska, do you have any sense of who the big competition's going to be this time?
Yeah, Alaska and Alberta are pretty good.
And why is that?
I wrestled them at Canada Games and they were really good.
Okay, which Canada Games were you in?
I was in the Canada Summer Games last year.
So you were in the Summer Games last year?
Yeah, Summer Games last year.
Mm. So you had a taste of your opponents then?
Yeah, I did.
So the ones you have to watch out for are Alaska
and Alberta. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Those are the two big teams.
So will you be wrestling? The Summer Games wouldn't have had Alaska in those games.
But no, but the last Arctics had Alaska in them, and they were pretty good.
And in the Summer Games, you wrestled against people from Alberta, I take it.
Alberta and Ontario were really good.
So will you be competing against any of those same wrestlers, do you think, from Alberta?
Probably from Alberta, but Ontario isn't in it.
No, Ontario's not, yeah. So if you do recognize an opponent from the Summer Games from Alberta, does that give you you'll know what to expect from them?
No, but I talk to a lot of them and I have a lot of friends.
Yeah. So it's a friendly competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Cause you guys all like wrestling.
Yeah, we all do.
What do you like about it?
I like that it's a hard sport and you need to be strong to do it.
Mm. And strategic? Do you have to have a strategy?
Yeah, you have a good technique and maybe a strategy.
All right. Well, go get them.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Jason Bassnett. I am a coach with the Yukon wrestling team. And for this Arctics, I'm the assistant coach, actually, of the Yukon wrestling team. Usually I'm the head coach, but today I'm assistant. This game's I'm an assistant coach.
Okay. And I was just speaking to one of your competitors, your young athletes here, who's a 15-year-old. Tell me about, you've seen him develop over the years, I guess?
Kai started with us just before the last Arctic Winter Games when he was, I think he was just 12 when he started training and 13 just before the games. And his transformation has been incredible. He's grown quite a bit and actually lost quite a bit of weight, and his skills took him to the Canada Summer Games as well as some wrestling camps and things to prepare, and his skills and tactics have really gone through the roof. So now he's a real leader in the team.
Yeah, they're warming up here, and I can see they're doing cartwheels and kind of back somersaults. And it's quite
gymnastics,
impressive.
Yeah, when you're going to get thrown around, it's best that you throw yourself around first and get ready to land and absorb the shock. It's a pretty rough sport, so you don't want to start cold. You want to be nice and hot and limbered up. Those seven weight classes, and we have one in each weight class. Seven, yeah.
Okay, you have seven, got it. And Kai was just saying, because he was at the Summer Games and at the Arctics in Alaska last time, he knows his competition. And it seems like everyone says Alaska and Northern Alberta are the teams to beat.
Yeah, Alaska's good, really good usually. Northern Alberta's really good usually. Adam's got a good program. Another team to really be aware of is Nunavut. Ever since Icky got the first medal for Nunavut ever, gold in wrestling at the Canada Games in 2022, their program has really taken off. So Chris has a good program up there, and they bring some pretty serious competitors too. Nobody's a walkover. Everybody brings some pretty pretty skilled kids, and we usually have a great tournament.
Yeah. So, and Kai was saying he's met, you know, because he's met these his opponents previously, but they're buddies as well. They're friends.
Yeah, wrestlers are kind of funny. We really go at it hard on the mat and try to rub each other in the dirt and squish them flat and all that. But afterward, we tend to be really friendly, and quite often we'll go to camps down south and train, and all the northern teams go to the same southern camps. So usually we've, by the time we get to like the Canada Games, by the time we get to the Canada Games, we'll have trained with Team Alberta and Team NWT and Team Nunavut and maybe BC as well. So we end up training with the same kids a lot.
Yeah, so you're very collegial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, and it works out well.
In the wrestling program here, do you have any girls that take part in it?
Oddly enough, this time we only have one girl. She is too old for Arctics, unfortunately, but it's really unusual. I've actually had a team in 2019. I had a 2019 for the Western Canada Summer Games. I had a team of only girls, and up until this last year, we've almost always been even numbers or more girls than boys. So just kind of a strange year this year to have to have no girls. It's really weird. So.
Yeah, because they like the sport also.
Oh, yeah, they love the sport, and we have some really, really good girls. One of the most successful Yukon athletes ever is Erica Sharp, right? She's been a national champion more times than anybody in any sport ever. She actually has the record. We've had Brittany Laverdue, and there's been a bunch of Yukon women do really, really well in wrestling. So, yeah, it's just weird that we don't have any this time.
Right, okay. And so you're looking forward to the competition. You guys are going to be at the gymnastic center, the new gymnastic center, I take it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were supposed to be on the soccer field at the Canada Games Center, so we were really looking forward to that with the big crowd. But with the way things have turned, now we're in the gymnastic center. The gymnastic center looks amazing. It's going to be great. But we're really hoping that the Yukoners will come out and support the combat sport athletes because, you know, Arctics used to have boxing. Arctics at one time had judo. Arctics has always had wrestling. So in the attrition of the last couple decades, we've lost most of the combat sports. So if your listeners like combat sports, if they like the UFC, if they like boxing, they like judo or whatever, I really urge them, come out to the gymnastics gym and support our combat team, because we've been working hard and we're ready to go.
All right. Thank you so much and good luck.
You're welcome. Now get low, use your legs and drive him over. Use your legs. You're a little too high up. Back up, you want to keep, there. Just let him loit, give him a little bit of resistance, but let him. Okay, go ahead, Sick. Good. Stay there, slide back a bit so you're chest to chest. There, scoop behind his head. With your right hand under his head.
Okay.
And pick up, squeeze on his head. Boom, push his shoulders into the mat. Are you pinned, Lloyd? He's pinned. Okay, let him up.
My name is Jacob Nash. I'm wrestling in 65 kilos, and I'm on Team Yukon.
All right, and have you? What's your wrestling experience?
I've been wrestling a little over a year. I started last year, January 6th. A friend brought me to practice one day who was on the team, and then I've just kind of been doing it since then. It's been really fun. Really like everyone on the team, so that's great. I've been to four tournaments now. I went to camp as well in Rocky Mountain House. That was pretty fun. But, yeah, I just had a lot of fun, met a lot of people I really like, so good experience so far.
Good. So this will be your first Arctic Winter Games then?
Yeah, this will be my first Arctic Winter Games as a wrestler. I was AP on the hockey team a couple times, but yeah.
All right, so you were a hockey player, now you're a wrestler. What compare, like, how are the sports different? I mean, obviously there's no ice.
Yeah. I mean, they're a lot different, like, One, you're skating around, shooting a puck. Hockey, I mean, it's a team sport, and wrestling's technically individual, but, I mean, it's pretty much a team sport. You're fighting with the same guys every day, training with the same people, but they're both pretty technical, both pretty physical as well, so a lot more similar.
And what do you think your, I mean, you've been at it for a year, but you look like you're in pretty good shape. What do you think your strengths are, your particular strengths as a wrestler?
Personally, strength probably, as well as drive. Like, I go pretty hard at practice and stuff, so I think it'll translate over in the Arctic Games.
Okay. I won't ask who you think the team is to beat, but you've been at training camps. So have you been at training camps with other teams, like from other places?
Yeah, I know a couple of guys on Team Nunavut that are really good. Unfortunately, neither of the two I know are in my weight class, so I don't get to fight them. But they said their 65 guys pretty good, so I'm looking forward to that. Don't really know anyone on the other teams, though, so it'll be nice to meet some new people.
Good. Well, I hope you have a good experience, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.